As I of late was walking by a country baker's door, I heard some women talking near 27 or more. Then one among the rest crying, "Now I do protest, of all the news I ever heard, I think this is the best. I long to hear what this good news might be." She scarce could speak for laughing, but at the last quoth she, "Come, maids, be of good cheer, for joyful news I hear. Now every lass that means to pass must all be punched this year." "Oh, this is joyful news," said the baker's daughter Nan. "Though 15 years I've lived, yet never any man would be so kind to me as to punch me well," said she, "or from the torment which I bear would ever set me free. For what's a greater plague than a heavy maiden head? And must I still endure it, I'd rather sure be dead. Since this good news I hear, my heart is void of fear. Nor friend nor foe shall say me no, for I'll be punched this year." The farmer's daughter Joan stood moulding of her bread. Said she, "Good neighbour Nancy, no more words to be said. You complain in 15 years of the torment which you bear. I'm almost 30, is not dirty men should mock and jeer. And ask us when we'll marry, alas, how do we know? When they are pleased to call us, then we are free to go. And since this news I hear, I'll send to Dick, my dear. And once again I'll tell him plain I must be punched this year." The tailor's daughter Betty cried, "It's a burning shame. Though I am young and pretty, my sorrow is the same. My father keeps 5 men, but what if he kept 10? Such silly fools with pointless tools can never punch me then. Unto some lusty farmer with speed I must repair, and tell to him the cause of my sorrow, grief, and care. Then he with merry cheer will vanish all my fear, and I as well as other maids sure shall be punched this year." Then in came lusty Sarah, who lived at the Crown, saying, "I'm as brisk and airy as any lass in town. My friends was at great charge in breeding me so large. To pass away my youthful day, d'ye think it don't me urge? I'm punchable, 'tis known, my marigold is blown. Come, soldier, sailor, or a tailor, take me for your own. Let mother draw the beer, and father in his chair, for I'll no longer draw their drink if I'm not punched this year." And said aged Gillian, "Though I am old and weak, yet, neighbors, I am willing a word or two to speak. My beauty is decayed by living long a maid, and this I tell, that apes in hell I must lead, I'm afraid. Accept of my petition, and let me have a share. I'm forced with submission my sorrow to declare. Then do not flout nor jeer, for since this news I hear, my maiden head will strike me dead if I'm not punched this year." The baker's daughter Nancy and all the rest replied, "What man alive can fancy to make of you a bride? And therefore pray forbear your sorrow to declare. Yet if there's any rusty punch that we can freely spare, we'll see what we can do and be a friend to you. I hope you will," said she, "so my neighbors all adieu." And thereupon each one departed and went home with joint consent to be content, now punching time is come. But one there was among them that they did think too young, and as they all went dancing she likewise had her song. "What though you flout at me, 'cause that I am young, you see, for all you hunch, yet I'll be punched that current I may be. For I am 13, it is well known, and why mayn't I, good sirs, then be punched as well as Joan? I am resolved, I say, that I'll not lose a day, but straight to John, my father's man, and be punched as well as they."